The next case to be heard is 2015-342, 2350 Morse LLC versus the Tax Commissioner. And we will hear from Ms. Thoburn for the Board of Education.
Thank you very much. May it please the court. My name is Rochelle Thoburn. I'm with Rich and Gillis Law Group, and I'm here this morning on behalf of the Appalachian Boards of Education. At this time, I will reserve 5 minutes for counsel from the AG's office, counsel for the tax commissioner, should she have anything to add. The parties in this case do all agree on one thing, as was just stated. This court's decision in 250 Shoot Mill LLC versus Testa directly applies to this case as well. Counsel for the appellant acknowledged this in his oral argument before the court in that case. Counsel for the appellant also submitted that decision as additional authority for this case as well. There is no way to distinguish this matter from Shoot Mill, and this court should likewise affirm the decision of the BTA, which denied exemption in this case for tax year 2010. The appellant has not distinguished the case in this matter, but I just wanted to go through a few similarities for this court. In the Shoot Mill case, Shoot Mill was the title holder and lessor of the property, and New Plan Learning was its sole member LLC. In this case, the title holder is 2350 Morse LLC. New Plan is still the sole member of that entity. Just like the Shoot Mill case, New Plan sought out the facility and would arrange for loans and supervise construction for the subject property. Rent was then computed to cover the cost of the building, plus an amount in excess of the loan on the property and debt coverage ratio. The property owner entered into a standard commercial lease with the charter school, as it did in Shoot Mill. Specifically, the rent in this case is $30,000 per month with a 3% increase for each year. The initial term was August 1st, 2009 through June 30th, 2020, with 3 5-year renewal periods. As was stated, that is a very similar arrangement in the Shoot Mill case. Third, the BTA's decision referred to the Shoot Mill decision for denying exemption under the charitable use statutes. The BTA found that leasing to a charitable institution was not a charitable activity by the property owner, and that the property owner could not qualify as an educational institution based upon the activity of the lessee. The BTA also denied exemption under the public schoolhouse statute, as it found that the property owner leased with a view to profit. In its decision in Shoot Mill, this court found that the legal barrier of vicarious exemption prevented the property owner from obtaining exemption in that case. That also applies here. It also found that the record supported the BTA's findings of fact, and thus an abuse of discretion standard could not be met with regard to the lease with the view to profit. Here, the record likewise supports the BTA's findings that the property was leased with a view to profit. First, the president of New Plan Learning testified at the BTA that surplus rents are collected and they can be redistributed to any tenant. They can also be used to make loans to other entities at market rates, further increasing their profit. He testified that the income also exceeded the expenses specifically for tax year 2010, and that rent was intentionally calculated to provide such surplus. Then, when all of the debt to the property is paid off, the property will vest in 2350 Morse LLC after all the debt is paid. It will not vest in the charter school. Because no distinguishing factors exist from this court's decision in Shoot Mill, we respectfully request, as this court did in Shoot Mill, that the decision of the BTA, which affirmed the tax commissioner's denial of exemption, be found to be reasonable and lawful and thereby affirm that decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Thoburn. Ms. Hussein, anything to add?
No, I don't have anything further unless you have any questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
This case will be submitted, and the court will advise the parties of its decision.